Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Upstage Surrey presents Bodyguard by Peter Drake.
Sometimes the truth is so precious, she should always be attended by a bodyguard of lies. Winston Churchill, 1943, in conversation with Joseph Stalin, or so it's said. Well, what is a lie? An act of defence? An act of aggression? Or something else completely? They're in there now, the three children of the lie. It could be Stalin's grandchildren. The interrogators. Hope they're not going to be much longer. It is just a preliminary hearing. They said to be here at 10. It's 20 past now and I need to get on. It's my granddaughter's birthday. There's a bit of a family get-together and I want to be there to see her unwrap her present. I spent ages finding the right thing. It's so tricky these days. She's got so many things. I think she'll be pleased with it. A lie. An inaccurate false statement. Well, we all know what it means, but I thought it would be interesting to look it up. But they all say more or less the same thing, the dictionaries. Well, you'd like to think you'd get that right, wouldn't you? She's smashing little Ellen, 5 years old. She rang me the other day. The tooth fairy had been. She had. Apparently it's a pound these days. That's inflation for you. You get more and more every year. The tooth fairy takes away the tooth and leaves you a shiny new pound coin. That's what her mum told her. Her mum. My daughter. A born liar. She's done it before. We all know that. Quite a reputation, the little minx. Two accusations, two teachers, two hearings. Nothing decided, of course. How could it be? She says one thing, the teacher says another. One of them is lying. They must be if they can't agree. Middle class girl. Unusual for this place. The mother's a barrister, apparently. Used to being listened to. Used to being believed. I'd like to see more of them, Catherine's little ones. It's lovely watching them grow up. I want to be part of it. I mean, what's the point of having a granny nearby if she can't help you out? Especially now he's away with his new woman. It's not easy for her. Three kids under 10 and no partner to do his share. If he'd been a husband, it might have made a difference. We're all so busy, all of us. There's far more to do now than when I first started. Far more. I don't like it. All the running around, the back chat, the lack of discipline. Everything written up on a form, signed by all and sundry. Health and safety, blah, blah, blah. 34 years in the game. It wasn't like that when I started. It wasn't. Nothing stays the same, does it? The world moves on. We all move on. Well, where's the joy in it now? With my degree, I could have gone across town and signed up at the ivory tower on the hill. Spent my days teaching the offspring of the successful ones. 18 in a class and facilities to die for. And I'd have scrubbed up on speech day and allowed myself to be patronised over a glass of warm white wine by thin women in fur coats. That would have been easy and comfortable. And cowardly. So I didn't. I made my mind up early on. Not for me, that world. A brand new history degree and a head full of ideals. Oxbridge to Uxbridge and beyond. I'm too young to retire, of course. Different matter 20 years ago. Retire in January and then come back and cover your old job in September. Double your money. They stopped all that kind of thing, and quite right too. No kind of pension at 55, and no other source of income. We're all tired, Joan. Goes with the turf. We could look at a job share if you can find a pal to do the other half. Fat chance. Job share on 25 years of Saturday morning hockey at precisely £0.0 per hour, plus overtime for dealing with stroppy parents. Ah, and did I mention the costumes for the school play? I tell you what, I'll give you my share of the bugger all that we get for that. Are we all tired? Is he lying when he says that? Perhaps it's just a matter of opinion. There's no money in the system for an early retirement, not without strong grounds. There were three of us starting out in 75. I have a class photo at home. My God, we were so young, we looked like kids. Carol, career woman, off to run a department in Norwich. Lizzie, did 2 years and then left to marry a merchant banker. Hasn't done a hand turn since. And me. First day, I walked up to the gate in my Marks and Sparks suit, new briefcase in hand. There was a small group of boys smoking and scowling. I walked past them, trying to be invisible. One of them shouted across to me. Oi, miss, how old are you? Well, I'm 22 years old. And are you coming back to school? As a matter of fact, I am. Oh, you stupid cow! Matthew Ree. The cockiest little so-and-so in the place, until you told his dad. Then he went really quiet. He was old school, you see, Mr. Ree. Rough as you please, yes, but old school. You knew where you stood with a parent like him. He'd sit there with the brick dust in his hair and his hands bleeding from his manual work. But by God, he knew the value of an education. Not now. 1976. Three young teachers going to change the world. We took 12 girls camping in the first week of our summer holidays. That year the sun shone for almost 6 months. Paddling across the river in an inflatable dinghy. Only we got stuck because the water was so low. We were crying with laughter trying to get the bloody thing off the bottom. Oh, a lifetime ago. I'm amazed he's got time for this. The new gaffer. Our headmaster. Oh, sorry, head teacher. He's a high flyer. He's what, 40, 42? On at least two government advisory bodies. He knows his stuff. He has the ear of a minister, that kind of thing. Oh, they hang on to his every word down in Whitehall. Well, we all do. Amazing, isn't it? An ordinary teacher can acquire so much influence. He loves it, of course. Well, you would, wouldn't you? Being in with the in crowd. Oh, they look after him, that's for sure. Generous expenses and so on. We hardly see him at school. He's always in London, advising. He's got a lot to lose. A bit inconvenient, really, all of this. You don't need it, do you? Pupil assaulted by a teacher. The head, a government advisor on discipline. A statement of something that isn't true. A trivial matter, badly handled. I need to see you at 4 o'clock, Karen. Just for a moment. I want to chat about one or two things. I didn't expect her to show up. or the little group of pals waiting at the door. I asked them if they would mind waiting. She didn't like it, what I had to say. Got very shirty, very shirty. Called me a liar, amongst other things. Really quite unpleasant. Kept shouting she'd have me. You know the kind of thing they say. Well, I couldn't put up with that. I needed a senior figure to lend a hand. It took a moment to make the call. I went to the ear office next door, just a step or two away. You look away for a moment. You create an opportunity. So she actually had the purse in her hand? Yes, she did. No question. And you say it was in your handbag? She says she found it on the floor and she was going to hand it back to me. She says I walloped her. I was reaching across to take back the purse. She just happened to move at the same time. I caught her shoulder with my hand. She screams the place down. Friends rush in and there you are. Ready-made witnesses. I tried to explain. Of course I did. It's an instinct, wouldn't you? They didn't want to know. Like animals they were. Pointing, shouting, jeering. We'll have you. We will. We're witnesses. You hear? They got it all worked out. It was frightening how quickly it got out of hand. I stumble backwards. I trip over my briefcase and something goes into my neck. I spent the evening in casualty. They said they couldn't find anything, but I get these headaches. Dizziness. I can't concentrate the way I used to. It's been a month now. I say she pushed me. She says she didn't. One of us is lying. They need to be careful. The media can get the wrong end of the stick. I told them that. I said I was very worried that the media might get the wrong end of the stick. She'll be helping her mum bake the cake now, bless her. 5 candles. They're in there now with the head. Things they need to discuss before I say my piece. The 3 of them. My solicitor, my union rep, and the occupational health chap from City. My bodyguard.
Bodyguard was performed by Tess Townsend. Music courtesy of Pink Floyd and editing by Glyn Jones. This has been an Upstage production, creating entertainment for local people by local people.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.